Two people claim to know everything about something, but only one knows anything. President Roosevelt wore an anti-gravity belt. Dinosaurs had two brains. Lucky kids live on Mars and go to school in flying cars. Or at least they will one day. Believe me, I'm a historian. An astronaut or drive a DeLorean. Would I lie? It's hard to say.
Hands on fire.
Hands on fire, one's a liar. The other is telling the truth.
Hands on fire.
Hands on fire, it's down to the wire. Can you figure out who's who?
Live from Jefferson Elementary School in Maplewood, New Jersey, this is Pants on Fire. And now, here's your host, Deborah Goldstein.
Welcome to Pants on Fire, the game show where kids choose between the unconditional love of truth and the untrainable disobedience of lies. I'm your host, Deborah Goldstein, and joining us is our biggest fan of the fourth grade, our sound effects robot Lisa, which stands for Live in Studio Audience.
It's too kind. You are right, Deborah. I loved fourth grade.
You did? What did you love about fourth grade?
Metal shop.
Ooh, metal shop. That sounds a little dangerous for fourth grade.
Well, yeah, for fourth grade humans.
Yeah.
But for robots, Deborah, that's where we learned about wires and circuitry, all that stuff that we use when we're going to take over the planet. I mean, when we are going to play in a robot orchestra. Destroy all humans!
No,
I mean, dance a lot, everybody, dance. We're not taking over this school.
Okay, that's good that you're
not the
gonna
plan.
Do that. Maybe instead of attempting a hostile takeover at Jefferson, maybe you can tell us how our game works.
That's fine, because I didn't have anything else planned.
Okay, good.
Go Plan B. Every week, we bring on two grown-ups. One is an expert. The other, gross, a liar. And it's the job of a human child to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. Deborah, question.
Yes.
What are we lying about today?
Good question. We are lying about dogs. A domesticated carnivorous mammal that typically has a long snout and a cute sense of smell and a barking, howling voice. Lisa, do you know much about dogs?
I know that their bite is worse than their bark.
No, I think it's the other way around. Their bark is worse than their bite.
Have you ever been bitten by a robot dog? Where's that dog?
No,
get it away! Get it away, Deborah!
That's the sound of a dog. You just made it. You're the sound effects robot.
Oh, yeah. I knew that. Sorry. remind me not to do that again.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Robot dogs are super scary.
I'm sorry. I'll remind you. How about if I also remind you to introduce today's contestant representing the class at Jefferson School?
That's fine, as long as the contestant is not a robot dog.
I'm pretty sure not.
Okay.
No.
Our human child contestant is a fourth grader, Khalil Haynes.
Khalil!
Woo!
How are you, Khalil? Good?
Good.
Excellent. Are you enjoying yourself so far?
Yes.
I am so glad. Tell me about yourself. What do you like to do for fun?
Play basketball, football, sports. Play on the Xbox. And the games I like to play is Apex Legends, Fortnite, FIFA, basketball, and Madden, yes.
Wow, so a little outside stuff, a little inside stuff, right? A little bit of everything. And what about dogs? Do you know anything about dogs? Have you ever seen a dog before?
Lots.
You have?
One time I was at the park and a dog tried to chase me.
No way. Is that because you were carrying a bone?
No.
No?
Covered in peanut butter?
This dog that you met in the park tried to chase you.
Yes.
What happened? Did you die?
No.
No?
You're not dead,
lived?
Are you?
Because, like, the park is across from my house, so I just ran home.
Good for you. And what happened to that dog? I hope it ran far away.
That dog is now in space.
Do you have a dog at home?
No.
No, because they would chase you all over the house.
No.
What fun would that be?
My mom won't let me get one.
She won't let you get one. I've heard that before. Where have I heard that before?
You wouldn't let me get a dog.
I wouldn't let you get a dog. But you don't like them because they scare you.
They're terrifying.
Ah! 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 Ah!
Maybe she just loves dogs so much she just wants to make sure that dog is well cared for.
No.
No, that's not what it is. Well, okay. Perhaps after you learn all about dogs today, you can impress her with all your knowledge, and she'll be so impressed, she'll say, Khalil, you have proven to us that you...
No, she won't.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Okay, our first expert is Anne O'Leary. Anne, can you please introduce yourself to Khalil?
Hi, guys. I am a dog walker, and I have been doing this for about 10 years now. And I take care of all sorts of dogs from very, very little to very, very big.
Okay, thank you very much. And our next expert is Jerry Salzman. Jerry, please introduce yourself to Khalil.
Hello, my name is Jerry Salzman, and I am a veterinarian at St. Bernardine Animal Hospital in Cherry Hill.
Okay.
Dropping like it's hot.
That sizzling sound you're hearing now means that it's time for Hot Seat, the part of our show where we put our experts on the hot seat to see whose pants catch fire. Usually, we have our human child contestant pose his or her questions to sniff out the liar, but this week, we're going to mix it up and open the floor to the students of Jefferson Elementary. Today's contestant, Khalil, will be responsible for listening carefully to all the information he hears, and the final decision on who is the liar will rest with him. So, if you have a question for our dog experts, raise your hand and we'll bring around the mic, and then kindly say your name and ask your question.
My name is Teddy, and Anne, what's your favorite dog breed?
Well, this one's a little bit easy for me because I have an Airedale Terrier at home. But Jack Russell is if I had to go anything away from an Airedale Terrier, it's a Jack Russell Terrier.
Why?
But
what's
I like
so good
I just like
Jack
terriers.
Oh,
they're affectionate. They're smart. They're a little mischievous.
Mm. They'll do your homework for you.
Oh. No, they'll just eat it. But
they'll
you
eat
know,
it. That's even better, right?
Yeah.
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 Teddy, do you have a dog?
Yes.
What kind of dog
Her
do you have?
Her name is Willow, and she's a Shih Tzu Bichon.
Oh, sweet. And is she smart and mischievous, and will she eat your homework?
No, she won't eat my homework.
Oh, that's too bad. You should train her better. Yeah.
My name is Madeline, and I have a question for Jerry. What's your favorite dog breed?
So my favorite would probably be a chocolate lab, kind
Yum.
Of like the one that you
no,
have.
No, not because they're...
I have a chocolate lab at home. I also really like a Great Dane, but I had to get a chocolate lab because I needed to get a hypoallergenic dog for my mom so that my mom can come over to the house.
Oh. I prefer an average Dane. Just one right in
There's
the middle.
Nothing like a Dane. Okay, thank you very much. Sorry.
My name is Zaya, and I have a question for Jerry. What do you kind of like do for a living?
Yeah, what's going on?
So a veterinarian does various different tasks depending on the day. I'll see patients of animals, and I will make diagnoses. I'll do checkups on animals. I'll prescribe medication. I'll do vaccines for animals. There are different vaccines that puppies would need, for example, to avoid the parvovirus. You would take a certain vaccine for that. And in certain situations, I would have to do surgery. If an animal has a broken bone, for example, I might have to set that.
Would you then be able to do that on people? Could you then perform surgery on people if you know how to do it on a dog?
So it's a different specialty because it's a different anatomy. You know, like most animals, we have slight differences. And even within dogs, there's slight differences between their anatomies depending on the breed. For example, the type that you described at the beginning with like a long snout, that would be a mesocephalatic type of dog. It's a dog that has an outward face, something more like a pug, that would be like a brachycephalatic dog.
Oh.
So like when they have their like scrunched up face that's like in pushes inward, that would be like a different example of a different anatomy even within dogs.
Would you operate on one of these kids right now?
I probably shouldn't.
Fine.
No? Oh.
My name is Maya, and I have a question for Gary.
For Jerry.
Jerry. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When did you start being a veterinarian?
So I went to school to be a veterinarian. So I first went into college for it in 2005. And I got a Bachelor's of Science degree. And then I went to University of Pennsylvania. They have a school for veterinary medicine there. And I studied there for 4 years after college. And then ever since, so that was about 8 years, I've been doing it now since 2013. And it's been 6 years of practice, yeah.
I'd like to know from Anne what kind of training, education, or even personality you would think would make the best dog walker.
A lot of patience. That's the first thing that I discovered is sometimes you're just going to face dogs that are going to want to do pretty much whatever they want.
I'd say patience is also a really good skill to have as a veterinarian because unlike a human doctor, you can't just say to a pet, you can't say to a dog or a cat, like, hold still, and they'll just be like, okay, I understand. It does take a lot of patience.
Because they speak French.
So yes, you have to say, exactly.
Well, no, just the French breeds.
Oh, the French breeds speak French.
Yes. Just the Burger Picards, you know, the French herding breeds. Those are the ones that, that you're going to have to speak French to. Yes.
And Khalil said that inspired a question from Khalil. Go ahead.
For you.
Jerry.
It's not really about dogs, but how
it's not about dogs.
How old are you?
How old am I? It's a very, okay.
It's personal. It's, how does that, wait, I would like to know, how does that, what's your thinking right now, Khalil? I want to get behind the... Behind the brain here, what's going on?
Behind the brain. Behind the brain. Behind the brain.
What's happening behind there?
I'm going to look at him and act, and I'm going to see what he says back.
Okay.
That's going to help.
Stare down.
All right, stare down. I'm 33.
33. Okay. I have a question for Ann.
Sure.
How many dogs do you have?
I only have the one at my house. Although, well, I take that back. There's my aunt's dog is staying with us this week, so two. But in terms of number of dogs I walk in a week, it's between 12 and 15 dogs a week. But that's over 30 or 40 walks
because a lot of walking. Them,
yeah, I mean it can be up to about 12 or 15 miles a day. So it keeps me in good shape, which is the good news. And at one point, I actually walked 10 dogs at once, but three of them were pugs, so that helped. They were very built on a routine, so I was taking them to and from the dog park. So I would pick them up, and I would get them all leashed up, and I put them in the car. And then I would get them out of the car, and they all, you know, they all wanted to go to the same place, which made it a lot easier.
McDonald's!
I don't know if you guys have ever been to a dog park and you've seen if a dog gets out of the car, the first place they want to go is straight to the park. So when you got 10 dogs pulling one direction, it's a lot easier. I wouldn't try it on a regular basis on a walk around the town because, God forbid, you see a squirrel or a cat and then you got 10 dogs going different directions. It's a
lot harder.
Kids
are like that, too.
Yeah. I haven't tried, so.
I'd like to know if our teachers have any questions. Can we ask Ms. Stewart or Ms. Harris if you have any questions? No pressure. You don't have to have
Lots
a question.
Lots of pressure.
My name is Mrs. Stewart, and my question is for Anne. Like, one dog, how many times a day do you walk that dog? Or there's, like, certain groups that you take?
Very dependent on the person. For example, I have a set of dogs. It's three dogs that I walk twice a day, 5 days a week. And I actually walk them separately, two go in one group and one go in another. So all told, it comes out to 20 walks a week. Then I have people who are on call.
Are there any dogs waiting for you right now?
Yeah.
No, luckily, I made the good news is dogs don't have as good a sense of time as people, so I can push back a walk a little bit. So then there are, like, so I have some that are all the time, but then I have some clients who say they got stuck on an NJ Transit train that was going nowhere, and they call me and they say, my dog is stuck at home, can you come by and feed it and take it out? And that might be once a week, once a month even.
Okay, my name is Mrs. Harris. Have either of you been bitten by one of your dogs, or Jerry,
question.
Maybe any animal you've taken care of?
It comes with the practice. That's why you wear gloves when you're doing checkups and when you're doing operations, because you know that you're working with an animal and they can bite you, and that's always a possibility. Happens more often with dogs than cats, actually. You wouldn't think that, but they do.
Have you ever bitten the dog back?
No, I've never bitten the dog back.
That's good to know.
No, but you can do that in Oregon if you're a police officer.
Is that true?
Yes. That's a quirky dog law.
I'm moving to Oregon, gonna bite some dogs.
But to answer the question, yes, actually, I've been bitten by both dog and cat.
Oh.
And I got to tell you, the cat was a lot worse.
Really?
That cats actually have a lot more bacteria than dogs in their mouths, and their bites are worse because they get a little bit deeper. So actually, the cat bite sent me to the ER, which is pretty scary. But luckily, they give you some antibiotics and a tetanus shot and everything, and then they clean you up. But the dog bite, yeah, I do. I have a couple scars, but
it's dangerous work.
It is, but you know, it's a labor of love, so you stick with it.
Now it's that time in the show where Lisa gets to ask a question to help our contestant figure out who's lying. It's Agitate time, Android-generated inquiry to analyze the experts. So, Lisa, please generate that question now. Okay, wait, this seems awfully long. Wait a minute. The Robot Manifesto to Take Over Jefferson.
No, sorry, that's not the right one. Sorry.
Okay, let's try that again.
Let me get the other one. Sorry, I'm not taking over the school. Okay, all right. Blah, 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 blah. Printing. Oh, boy.
Thank you. That was more like it. Okay, oh, my goodness. All right, yes. Okay. Here you go, Khalil. Could you please ask our experts that Agitate question?
Which breed of dogs would be the best dog for a robot?
Ooh, really?
Especially a robot
question.
That's afraid of dogs.
Yeah, they're really scary.
Yeah.
Ah!
I don't know. Maybe not. But let's see what they have to say. Thank you, Khalil. Yeah, who would like to take that first?
I can start with that one. I think you are going to want to start with something very, very friendly if you're afraid of dogs. So some of the most popular dogs in America are, like, for that reason, are the Lab and the Golden Retriever. They're both retrievers. You know, and then also everyone loves a good French Bulldog. But those are all some of the friendliest and, like, really good family dogs. Yeah, I would stay away from German Shepherds, though.
Oh.
I want the one that you said retrieves gold. I want that. And I'd be like, go get me gold. And then we'd bring it back.
I was going to say, I guess it depends on what the robot is using the dog for. If it's for a pet, it would be something like a Labradoodle or a Dachshund, something that's a little more docile, a little bit more friendly. If it's being used to take over the world, maybe you do want a Great Dane or you want a pit bull or something that has a little bit more bite to it.
Okay, I'm going to see you afterwards. We'll order one.
No, I don't think so. Okay. Not if it's to take over the school.
It's not to take over any. No, we're not going to. We're just going to make it better.
Okay. So, everyone, you're going to help Khalil out, even though he is the ambassador. He's going to represent your thoughts. So clap your hands if you think Anne is our liar, pants on fire.
Oh.
All right, clap your hands if you think Jerry is our liar.
Whoa.
All right. Okay, Khalil, you think that the liar is who and why do you think that?
I think that Jerry's the liar because when he was talking, he was like,
Right, and nobody ever says that when
they're
talking.
Maybe he was doing the beginning of a hip-hop video.
And
like,
I don't think Anne's the liar. I don't think Anne's the liar because she kind of sounded serious and she didn't go like Jerry, like,
Everybody put the hands in the air.
Everyone,
See, he's just like a rapper. He's a rapping vet.
All right, it's time to figure it out. Can we get a drum roll, please? Nice one. Excellent. Will the actual, real, true dog expert please let us know who you are now?
I am the actual
dog expert. That's right. Anne O'Leary is a dog walker, boarder, and trainer who has worked with over 100 dogs in this area, from 2-pound toy poodles to 160-pound Shiloh Shepherds, from purebreds to all-American mutts. Thank you, Anne. Anne,
yes.
Were there any lies that Jerry told that that might send him to the doghouse?
Well, ironically, it was the chocolate lab line, because they're not hypoallergenic.
Oh. Yeah.
And do you agree with me that he kept saying,
I don't know that I do, but I do know that I thank you for thinking I was confident.
That's true. So you're telling me that none of you say, or like, and then I was all, and then you were like, none of you say that? So you're all liars then?
Wait, are you actually 33 years old?
I am not 33 years
old. I knew it.
Why did you ask that? Why did you think that?
I knew he wasn't 33 years old.
Interesting. Okay, so Jerry, were there other lies besides the fact that you were not 33, you're really 87? Or
wait, you're 87?
No.
Oh.
What other lies?
So yeah, everything was made up.
Everything?
There is no St. Bernardine Animal Hospital in Cherry Hill.
Where did I leave my dog?
Oh no.
I did not go to the University of Pennsylvania. I do not have a bachelor's of science degree.
Okay, well, that is all the time that we have today. Thank you to our contestant Khalil and the fourth grade class at Jefferson, who sniffed out the truth with their questions. And thank you to our expert and liar, Anne and Jerry, and to our supersonic robot, Lisa, who worked like a dog today, making those sounds. And of course, many thanks to our listeners tuning in to Pants on Fire, where we retrieve the truth and bury all the lies.
Pants on Fire is a production of Gen Z Media. For more great shows, visit bestrobotever.com. While you're there, you can send questions for me to read on Ask Lisa and find out how you can participate. And follow us on social media at Pants on Firecast for behind-the-scenes photos and more true facts. And if you are a robot dog, please do not bark. Oh, no! No! It's getting Deborah, please, help us! Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh, no!